This is Meredith Sisko for These Ozark Hills. In this week of wacky weather, I was looking really hard for a metaphor and maybe a song to describe the springtime Ozarks and its unique weather pattern. I thought of the image of a yo-yo to illustrate the ups and downs, but I went all the way through a semi-famous American rapper, a hip-hop artist from the Punjab, a venerable hostess snack cake, and a beloved Asian cellist before I got to the toy. So much for that icon. Then I considered the possibility of the pogo stick, but that had its own problems, not least of which was running the risk of maligning that legendary cartoon called Pogo and my all-time favorite cartoonist, Walt Kelly, with his all-time iconic punchline of, "We have met the enemy, and he is us." So that was out too. I was left with just Lucy and her football, the one she always promised to hold for Charlie Brown, but she just can't bring herself to do it. Time after time, she is almost good, almost steady, steadfast even, but she is doomed to be fickle, as is the Ozarks weather. Someone told me recently that in some weather study, Springfield, our Springfield, was voted as having the most unstable weather of any city in the U.S. I can't verify that as true, but I have absolutely no trouble believing it. I think that may be why some of us have trouble grasping the concept of global climate change. Because it happens here every day or two. In fact, I remember a day last week we had rain, snow, freezing rain, freezing fog, freezing drizzle, thunderstorms, and a tornado or two, all in the same forecast. That kind of stretches fickle to the max. You want a picnic? Here's you a thunderstorm. Need a little rain? How about an ice storm? You nervous about your tomatoes and crave a good soaking rain on the garden? Sure, maybe in a month or two. But nah, I'm busy. Go buy a hose. It's enough to make a person crazy, or teach a flighty person patience. Growing a garden or anything else in the Ozarks takes gumption. But you know, it has its good side, too. Sometimes I think that's what's given those of us who live in this place the resilience to keep holding on, to keep taking on the challenges thrown at us by the natural world that everyone who lives here faces. Is there a message here? Are there secret codes hidden in the winds and wild weather? Are they trying to tell us something? Should we heed them? Do we have the capacity to think this through to a firm conclusion? I don't know. I hark back to the stories the early European migrants, the ones we call pioneers, told about the advice they received from those who came before, those Native Americans who were also immigrants but who arrived much, much earlier. Those ones were horrified at the notion that the European newcomers planned to make their homes in the Ozarks. Why would you do that, they ask. Nobody does that. We come through in the spring to hunt game and harvest the early greens, and again in the fall to gather nuts and the tree fruits, but you'd be crazy to live here through the summer or the winter. Just try it. You'll see it's not worth it. And so we did try, and we did see, and we stayed anyway. Down at my longtime home in West Plains, in the 1800s, back when the town was first being built, Native people warned the newcomers that although the town site was a good one in general, there was an area to the west of the tiny settlement that, although it might appear to be full of good home sites, it was totally unsuitable for habitation. That's where the big winds come through, they were told. Anything you put there will just be blown away. But hey, we were pioneers. We were the nation builders, the inheritors of the wisdom of ages. What could these savages know? It was a beautiful place, so much so they put the country club out there. The perfect location with its gently contoured golf course and lovely clubhouse. A beautiful addition, it turned out. Of course, it's only been blown away twice so far, with a few near misses in between. What could those savages know, indeed? It's a good thing this is a land of extraordinary beauty, because we have to put up with a lot. And it's a given that some of what we have to put up with is ourselves. Walt Kelly was right. But I digress. My point is, the presently fickle weather is just the beginning of a seasonal spree of the weather showing its stuff. If it were a performer on the stage, it would quickly be accused of overacting. And sometimes I think that's what makes us who we are. Rash, foolhardy, apt to go out on a limb. Yes, that's us. But we're also tough as nails. You'd have to be to not just live here, but to thrive. So bring on the weather, Mother Nature. You can try us, you can sometimes beat us, you can wear us right down to the core, but you can't run us off. There are gentler places to live, that's for sure, but we'd miss the weather. Even in the midst of ice and wind and cruel turns in our fickle climate, There is beauty to behold just about everywhere in these Ozark Hills, no matter the season. And that's what keeps us here and calls us relentlessly back when we leave. We have met the Ozarks, and it is us. This is Meredith Sisko for these Ozark Hills.
Deep in the woods, in a long, cool valley where the water runs clear as gin, I open my heart and drink my fill of the rich, deep current of life always running through these Ozark Hills.